Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023. Biannual Progress Report, January to June 2020. Summary for alternate formats. Producer's note: this document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 23rd of February 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023. Biannual Progress Report, January to June 2020. Summary for alternate formats. The Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023, the DAP, launched in November 2019, aims to improve the well-being of disabled people through progress on the 8 interconnected outcomes in the New Zealand Disability Strategy: education, employment and economic security, health and well-being, rights protection and justice, accessibility, attitudes, choice and control, and leadership. The Office for Disability Issues manages the 6-monthly reporting as the key monitoring mechanism of the DAP. This is the first 6-monthly report on progress. In 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic put significant pressure on essential services and government agencies. Delivery of some work programs were impacted, with work being reprioritized and/or delayed. However, progress in the first 6 months can still be seen. Agencies provided reports across 29 work programs. 20.68% work programs were reported being on track or ahead, and 9.32% reported being off track but with low risks or issues to delivery. No work programs were reported to be off track with significant risks or issues. The DPO Coalition did not agree with the self-assessment of off track but low risk for 2 agency reports, noting that both work programs had issues for delivery. This has been noted in the report. Notable achievements and progress included: Accessibility Charter, Ministry of Social Development. All government agencies have now signed up to the Accessibility Charter, demonstrating their commitment to ensuring that all information intended for the public is accessible to everyone, and that everyone can interact with government services in a way that meets their individual needs. Improving Outcomes for Disabled Learners in Tertiary Education, Tertiary Education Commission, Introduction of Disability Action Plans and Improved Data Collection for Tertiary Education Organizations. LEAD Toolkit, Ministry of Social Development, updated LEAD Toolkit resource to help agencies and businesses employ disabled people to include all sectors and employers. A new, Retaining Existing Employees, resource to help agencies and businesses retain disabled employees was also launched in 2020. Reducing Segregation and Restraint, Department of Corrections, Arapotama Aotearoa, removal of tie-down beds in prisons as part of the program to reduce forms of segregation and restraint. Repeal of Part 4A, Ministry of Health. In September 2020, the repeal of Part 4A came into force to change the Ministry of Health and DHB paid family care policies. This included increased pay rates for family whānau carers, choice on employment arrangements, lowering the minimum age of carers from 18 to 16 years old, and enabling eligible partners and spouses to be paid in their carer role. Below is a list of the agency reporting against DAP outcome areas. The detailed reporting is available in Word and HTML from the ODI website. Please contact Office for Disability Issues at msd.govt.nz if you require the more detailed reporting in an accessible format. Agency Reporting by DAP Outcome Area. Outcome 1, Education. Curriculum Progress and Achievement. Government Reform of the Tomorrow School System. NCEA Review. Learning Support Action Plan. TEC Work Plan for Improving Outcomes for Disabled Learners in Tertiary Education. Reform of Vocational Education, ROVE. Outcome 2, Employment and Economic Security. Disability Employment Action Plan. Increasing the Employment of Disabled People in the Public Sector, LEAD Toolkit. National Information Portal and Regional Hubs. Replacing Minimum Wage Exemption Permits. Outcome 3, Health and Well-being. Improving health outcomes and access to healthcare for disabled people. Funded family care policy change. Reduce the use of seclusion and restraint. Reduction of the use of segregation and restraint. Repeal and replace the Mental Health Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act 1992. Thwart NZ Disability Plan. Safeguarding bodily integrity rights. Outcome 4, Rights Protection and Justice. Improvement of justice services so that they are accessible and able to be understood. Outcome 5, Accessibility. Accelerating Accessibility, Accessibility Charter, Accessibility Policy Implementation, Ministry of Transport Action Plan, Waka Kotahi NZ Transport Agency Disability Action Program 2019-2023. Outcome 7, Choice and Control, Development of a Shared Understanding of Supported Decision Making. Transform the disability system to enable disabled people's choice and control over their lives. Outcome 8, Leadership, Nominations Database of Disabled People for Government Boards, Advisory Groups. Cross-cutting, disability data and evidence, disability data collection and reporting. Producer's note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 23rd of February 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.